الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series Good Intentions and Actions. Before we move on, let us inshallah azza wa jalla hear about the importance of sending durood al-sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The person, he sends one durood sharif to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the reward? Allah azza wa jalla will shower him with 10 virtues, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today inshallah we'll focus on what the Quran tells us with regard how now do I ensure that my desires becomes only for the sake of Allah. You speaking, you discussing about that begin your day with good intention. Perhaps today I'll make good intention but I'll find again tomorrow I'm lost. I can't remember now to make good intention to begin my day with intention to practice only good deeds, to avoid bad deeds, to protect my eyes, to protect my ears, my tongue, my entire body from bad activities, etc. I'll start by ensuring that whatever I start the day with, I'll start everything by following the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does the Quran now advise us with regard to this entity of our heart? That the desires in the heart should be only for the pleasure of Allah and it remains firm. That the heart, its quality will be only to remember Allah. And that I remove these fears that I have. You know, that the world is throwing on me. Now you practice upon sunnah, you're going to become miserable. This is how the world will look at you. Now there is also love for this dunya in my heart. How do I get rid of that? There is the ego in my heart. How do I remove that? There is hate in my heart. How do I get rid of it? And all other forms of physical, psychological diseases. How do I get rid of this? And now begin to ensure that my thoughts, my thinking, my desire is only to seek the pleasure of Allah. These particular adverse qualities in the heart that hate, love for the dunya, love for the world and for the material things, etc., that prevent progressive, the spiritual levels in us, that our spiritual levels and connection with Allah is strong. That these are the things that prevent the spiritual progress of our soul so that it remains attached to Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has spoken about these particular ailments and with regard to what the heart feels when it has lost, is not connected to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah 89 verse 26 that illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim, that you know this heart Allah Azza wa Jal only accepts he who comes to Allah with a sound heart. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amsalha, that who comes with one neki Allah gives 10 rewards. Now we need to know, to understand, how now do we channel our hearts and desires such that the sole purpose is only to seek the pleasure of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. And he calls to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, what type of a heart? You know, we're talking about how we can change this, our thinking, our mindset, and now direct our intentions toward good intentions that will yield good results. Now we're looking at the Quran, what it tells us, so that when this dawns in our minds, because the mind is what drives the desires in the heart. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. And he calls Allah Azza wa Jalla, that particular person, he calls to Allah Azza wa Jalla to witness about what is in his heart. Yet he is most contentious of enemies. So that person who calls Allah to witness what is in his heart, that, Ya Allah, my heart is only to gain your pleasure, and he is very, very conscious about the enemies of Allah and his Rasul. We have to be particular, because our problem, we forget Shaitan is our enemy, and he will come and infuse bad thoughts in our minds, and this mind in return will drive the heart to have those desires which are wrong. So the Quran, it highlights to us, you know, what is very, very important for us in order to keep our hearts saturated with the desire to seek the pleasure of Allah. As we had quoted, that this heart, you can feed it with the dunya, you can feed it with the world of this dunya, with the material things of this dunya, with all the harams of this dunya, you can feed it with many other things, but this will never bring the true satisfaction of the heart, because this, you are forcing it on the heart, and it is the mind that drives this kind of things, because now you haven't made sure that your intentions are right, your intentions are correct. And why you performing good deeds is to gain the pleasure of Allah. So if we channel our mind towards achieving the goal that the heart must only desire Allah, and that the heart must only find satisfaction in the things that pleases Allah, then you'll find that your thinking and your mindset is only to please Allah. As Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, in conclusion, we have heard earlier on that the very first step we must take is to begin your day by making good intention that I want to do action that will please Allah for the rest of my day. I will start by practicing upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will try my level best to begin everything in the name of Allah. Even if it is things that you regard as trivial, as things that are not naturally, is things that of great significance, begin by that, and you'll find that inshallah, slowly you begin to develop that mindset, and that mindset will drive the heart to have true desires to seek and to only seek the pleasure of Allah, and every action will be particular that you have good intention to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that our desire, rather our goal in life and our desires in our hearts is only to gain the pleasure of Allah, and that we can only do if we have good intentions, and that we will try our level best to defeat Shaitan at this level. So in conclusion, we make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that we, inshallah, try to practice upon what we learn, and that with regard to this aspect, we'll try our level best to have good intentions, so that our actions are good and are noble and are righteous for the sole pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla be pleased with us. Ameen, bijahi an-nabi al-amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, I ask you to make my day.